A crowd in Nome cheered as 53-year-old Mitch Seavey drove his 10-dog team under the burled arch to become the Iditarod's oldest champion. Seavey made a tough final push to Nome from White Mountain, with Allie Zirkel chasing close behind.
I hate to do that to Allie, but, you know, there's only room for one winner this year, so it had to be me.
This is Seavey's 18th finish and second win. He says he was pleased with how he ran his dogs in the first half of the race.
The main key about the whole Iditarod is the run-rest ratio. Run enough to be in position and rest enough to keep your speed. And I think I did a pretty good job of that in the early part of the race.
But Seavey fretted over the amount of rest his team had had as they got closer and closer to Nome.
I tried to make a couple of big jumps, and it took away my speed. And so then you get in the wrong kind of a cycle where you can't rest enough to get your speed back without losing out on a top position. So you get stuck back in the crawling mode, having turtle races out there.
Many teams spent most of the 936-mile race leapfrogging each other. Second-place finisher Allie Zirkel pulled into Nome less than an hour behind Seavey as the crowd chanted her name. Zirkel worked her way up to second in the last few runs, but was unable to finally catch the team in front. This is the second time in as many years that Zirkel has finished in second place. It's also her second loss to a Seavey. Last year, she trailed Mitch Seavey's son, Dallas, coming into Nome. The Two Rivers musher took a deep breath as she checked in her gear and gave her final signature to race officials.
Yeah, I'm glad to be done for sure.
Zirkel had a frustrating run into Nome. At times, both she and Mitch Seavey could see each other on the trail. But Zirkel's leader, Kito, who ran the entire race up front, just wasn't feeling up to the chase.
So right, she just got a bellyache, Kito.
Oh, she had a bellyache?
She did and I did.
All right.
She wouldn't lope at all today.
An hour and a half after Zirkel's team had left the finish chute, a delighted Jeff King pulled his team across the finish line. The four-time champion and 23-time finisher from Healy walked up the line greeting each of his dogs on the way. When he got to his leader, Skeeter, he laid down, lifted the dog on his chest, and took a deep breath.
Come here. Come here, Skeeter. Come here.
King says he's very proud of his team.
This team is here in spite of me. I made a couple of really big mistakes. You never really know until you have things play out a little bit. But in retrospect, I did a couple of things that I really wished I hadn't. But I can't complain. An awesome finish with an awesome team and great competitors.
King made a big move out of Koyuk to take the lead late in the race, but a soft trail and the hot sun worked against him.
It takes a lot of confidence. The dogs need to know that you're on their side and that you're in this together. And it was getting just so difficult to travel after such a long run from Unicle, basically such a long run that we just stopped until they had the energy to do it again. You know?
Both King and Allie Zirkel will take home a portion of this year's $600,000 purse, which is split among the top 30 finishers. More than $50,000 of it goes to winner Mitch Seavey. Seavey also wins a brand new Dodge Ram pickup truck. At the end of the Iditarod Trail in Nome, I'm Emily Schwing.